Thanks again, Blake. Aaron Keck here, sitting with Gene Bolduc, the host of The Weekend Water Cooler. And as always, on Friday, we've just launched this, and I want to continue it this week and keep it going because it was so much fun last time. We are going to play everyone's favorite game, Thing, Not a Thing. Yes, it's Thing, Not a Thing, the game show where Gene Bolduc and I take a look at things that have happened in the news or things that people have said in the last week that progressives in particular are upset about on social media, and we ask the all-important question, is this really a thing or is this not really a thing?
It's always a tough call.
It's always a tough call. Yeah, there's definitely a spectrum between thingness and not thingness.
We don't know where the line is.
There's no line. It's a vast spectrum between the two. It's not like an A or B kind of thing.
That's true.
The most disappointing game show.
It is a Maginot line. It's a game show without rules or objectives or prizes, I would point out. You know, might want to think about a prize.
Is that also the Maginot line? I feel like the Maginot line had rules and objectives, but no prizes.
But no line. Not a real line.
I mean,
it was a parallel, you could see it
from the air, I think.
Okay, read the book, everyone.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Thing, Not a Thing. Number one, Sean Spicer makes an appearance at the Emmy Awards and makes fun of himself. Thing, Not a Thing.
Once again, I'm trapped in the world of, if we're saying it's a thing, what are we saying? Are we saying it's worth paying attention to
yes,
and so
it's
forth?
Worth paying attention to.
Well, you know, it was worth paying attention to that, you know, it was funny for a moment. And then the sad trombone sounded for me that a press secretary to the president was doing that within the same year as the president was inaugurated. That is a pathetic sign for the administration. That is a thing. But I have to say, just you know, you and I have a similar, though not the same, love of improv and comedy.
Yes.
And I will just tell you that for pure comedic evaluation, that bit would have been much funnier if it was Melissa McCarthy.
If it was Melissa McCarthy.
It would have been an absolutely hilarious moment. And by the way, it would have been a bit that would have acknowledged the contribution that her work on Saturday Night Live provided to the nation. America gets its therapeutic laugh on Saturday Night Live.
I'm speaking from a position of total ignorance on this because I would argue that the Emmys themselves are not a thing, so I didn't watch it and haven't seen the clip. I just know that it happened.
I didn't watch it live. I recorded it.
Watched
it later.
It
the next
okay.
day. Yeah. So because
I always, when it comes to award shows, I do the same thing now that I have done with State of the Union addresses ever since George W. Bush took office. And there was one year when I
the 16 words
intended to watch the State of the Union and then wasn't able to for some reason. And then I looked up the transcript online later and realized that doing that saved me so much time, and I've never seen a State of the Union speech since, like all the way through the Obama era into the Trump. I've never watched the State of the Union again because you can just read the transcript online. It's great.
Right.
I do that now with award ceremonies. I don't watch the award ceremony.
Right.
I will get on IMDb or Twitter or some entertainment website, and I'll just occasionally refresh the page and see who won, and that's only if I'm happen to be following it live.
CNN had a great thing where they just listed all the nominees and winners.
Now that does there is a potential downside to that because I did go to bed thinking La La Land won Best Picture and woke up the next morning to find something very different, and only then did I go back and watch the clips and it's like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. So that can really lead you astray.
That was quite a moment. I'm going to say
Sean Spicer at the Emmys is not a thing. Because while it is a little bit odd for it to be the press secretary in the first year of the administration, it does follow in a surprisingly long line of politicians going on TV shows and making fun of themselves. There's Hillary Clinton
to try
and
to
Donald
kind of
Trump,
reclaim their own,
right?
You know,
both on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani in drag and Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
Janet
and
Reno
Bill
did
Clinton
it.
Bill on Clinton on the Tonight Show
yes.
after his insufferable speech
well,
in 1988.
Well, I remember Bill Clinton on the Tonight Show in
'88. Saved his career, I would
yep.
say.
Bill Clinton in '92, going on, was it Arsenio and playing
yep.
the saxophone?
Yep.
Bill Clinton in 1994, I think, when Arkansas was going to win the national championship in basketball, he put in a 45-second promo appearance on CBS or whatever channel
yeah.
that was. And I remember that to this day because I was 14 years old, and he was making this appearance on CBS or whatever for the national championship game in basketball, and he quoted a Bud Light ad, if I remember right, or something like that. It was not the best moment in the history of the presidency, and as a 14-year-old, I'm like, I'm not 100% sure about
what's
this.
What's he doing that
but
for?
But it's in the same tradition. Richard Nixon went on Laughing
yes,
and butchered
and said,
Sock It to Me.
And said, Sock
It
to
me?
Yeah. Yes, and Woodward and Bernstein said, okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But it's a long tradition. So Sean Sean, if I'm Sean Spicer and I'm sitting at home and they call me up and say, would you like to be on the Emmys? I would say yes to
and
in a heartbeat.
And all those
not
people see him.
Have
whatever
all
that
the
number
fun
was.
In the world at this
yeah.
point.
Well,
yeah.
why not, right?
Yeah.
And apparently he was a big hit with doing selfies with people and whatnot at
also
the parties
true.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
Also, this is sacrilege. Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer. Funny the first time. After that, it was just rehash, and I didn't like any of the
yeah,
bits that she
got,
did after the first one.
It got to the point where the material.
I love Melissa McCarthy.
I love her.
She's
her to
so
pieces.
Funny.
And I agree
Sean
with you. The
Spicer
shock value
so
of it the first time
good,
was so great.
So good.
Yeah.
But everyone after that was just like repeating the same punchlines. And
it was and
that's
not,
being cranky.
not the same as Alec Baldwin coming back as the president.
No, they
it has a different flavor
things,
is
yeah.
that, right?
And Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton, like they found new things to do with her all the time. Like that was great.
Yeah, and they both won Emmys for their portrayals.
They both won Emmys,
because
yeah.
they're saving the country and doing it.
Kate
I'm so
McKinnon
grateful.
Is so, the only thing that's sad about Kate McKinnon winning is that Leslie Jones didn't. I love Leslie Jones too, but Kate
yeah.
McKinnon so deserves it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
deserves it. She's
yeah.
great. Okay.
She's sensational.
Thing not a thing. The Graham Cassidy healthcare bill that is making its way
that's a big thing.
Through Congress.
That
okay,
is
let me rephrase
thing.
The question. Thing not a thing in terms of do you think it has any chance of passing?
I do not.
You do not?
I
okay,
do not.
So not a thing in that sense.
I
Why
think
not?
And the reason I think it does not is that I think that, well, first of all, Jimmy Kimmel made quite a powerful statement on his program last night, and a whole lot
or
of people...
Or several nights ago, is the
well,
case, maybe.
Well,
he might have done
no,
something...
No, last night. Yeah, he did last night.
Well, no, this is Friday, remember.
Oh, no, that's right. Several
yeah.
nights ago. I'm
yeah.
sorry, I
oh,
forgot that.
A long time ago, right. We're
I
not pre-recording
well, you know,
this
maybe
at all.
I'll give Jimmy a call and
there
tell him
go.
To say something else on Thursday night.
I think that
his platform is very powerful. I think what he said was very direct and straightforward and has real punch to it. I just think that this is this proposed bill is just a shameful action,
oh,
and
yeah,
I
big
think
time.
I really do think that McConnell's going to allow this to the floor. I think they're making a bunch of ridiculous and unachievable ideas about. In order for this to pass and become law, the House has to rubber stamp it. They can't change one comma
right.
in it. I don't think that the House GOP could agree on the weather report. After yesterday's weather report, so I don't think that they'll have the votes to do it, and because of that, I believe that this is being offered not in good faith. I think it's being offered so that, like the House, now the Republican senators can say, "I voted to repeal Obamacare just as I said I would,"
yeah,
and it will never become law, and that they'll be fine with that.
Mm. I'm less sanguine about the House than you are. I think if it does pass the Senate, then enough House representatives will be willing to swallow whatever doubts and disagreements
they'll
they have.
They'll crash the economy if they do that.
Oh, yeah, big time. But I think they'll, I think a lot of them are willing to do that in order to say that they repealed Obamacare. I think it has to die in the Senate. I think there's four, I would agree with you. I don't think it's going to pass. I think it's going to be very similar to the skinny repeal that had 49 votes and then the surprise no from McCain. This is going to have 49 votes. I think McCain is going to be one of them because this is Lindsey Graham's bill. The governor of Arizona is in favor of it.
He said he's fine with the substance of the bill.
Yeah, everything suggests that McCain's going to vote for it, which, okay. Rand Paul has been absolutely opposed to this, at least in public, from start
right.
to finish. He's
not
a
conservative
no.
enough.
Yeah, not conservative enough. Like, okay, great, Rand okay. Paul, love you. Vote against it for whatever reason you want.
I don't
I'm
think
fine
that means
that.
What you think it means, Rand.
Yeah. Susan Collins, probably a no, which leaves Lisa
yes.
Murkowski.
And she seems to
be leaning no. She's going back and forth. She's not taking an opinion. She's not taking a public position.
She's
but I think
good,
when the numbers ultimately yeah. come in, by all accounts, Alaska's going to lose out. And Lisa Murkowski has not been willing to vote for any bill yet where Alaska loses out. And I think for that reason, she's a no too. And that's the three Republicans. The only way that this gets to 50 is if a Democrat breaks, which I suppose could happen. I don't see it, but maybe.
I don't see it either. You know.
I think it's mostly not a thing, but I could be surprised.
So
by
once
this.
Again,
I
would, healthy I would, girls save the world.
There you go. All right.
See
thing,
how I
not
brought all
thing.
That together?
Yeah. Yeah. Thing not a thing with Gene Bullock. Who's on the weekend water cooler this week?
Who's on the weekend water cooler this week is Matt Hughes,
yes.
the second vice chair. We discussed that. What the responsibilities are of the second vice chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party.
Awesome.
And we talked, surprisingly enough, you know, about politics.
Sounds good.
And about 10 political positions that he and I would agree with and you would agree with that are, you know, we think of as liberal progressive positions, but that there's a really good conservative argument for. And by the way, you know, single-payer health care is one of them.
I look forward to it. Gene Bullock, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.